This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. An American Airlines plane caught fire at Denver International Airport Thursday. At least a dozen people were sent to hospitals with minor injuries. CPR's Nathan Fernando Frescas reports the flight was diverted when the crew heard strange vibrations from an engine.
American Airlines Flight 1006 departed shortly before 5 p.m. from Colorado Springs, headed to Dallas-Fort Worth. According to FlightAware, it was diverted around 5:15. It landed at DIA shortly thereafter. The Boeing 737-800 was taxiing to the gate when the engine caught fire, according to the FAA. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, CPR News.
All 172 passengers and six crew members were evacuated. Outbreaks of highly contagious measles are popping up in nearby states, so Colorado's health department is sending reminder messages about a vaccine. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Those text messages and email notifications to families are being sent out by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. They'll go to 63,000 children aged 4 to 6 years whose records in a state database show they may be overdue for a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Cases are on the rise globally, and large measles outbreaks are now happening around the U.S. That includes 223 cases in Texas and 33 cases in New Mexico. The state also allows exemptions. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's attorney general has joined another lawsuit against the new presidential administration, this time to stop cuts to the U.S. Department of Education. The White House plans to fire half of the department's employees. Attorney General Phil Weiser calls the dismantling illegal and unconstitutional. Among many other things, the Education Department provides money for rural teacher training in Colorado. A judge rules it illegal, the mass firing of thousands of federal government employees, orders them reinstated. And we will see what might happen next. That begins this hour of Morning Edition. And later, a Colorado mother and her healthy 6-year-old who was not expected to survive a very premature birth. This is CPR News.